let's say, lower, middle, and upper income class whites and blacks? Or is there a mixture there?
Well, as far as the blacks are concerned, you would say that any section of town where there's predominantly black community, you'd find, you know, them intermingled, more or less. I guess this would still be true with the white area, but we used to think in terms of maybe Southport, West Bay, Youngstown, and those are little communities or little towns or what have you that would be known as, you know, predominantly low-income families living predominantly. That's why in these particular areas. Some sections of even Melville and Springfield would be considered this. But then they are harder to pick out, you know, and to isolate than it would be in a black community.
There's no certain area where the wealthy blacks live, or do they live in the, you say they live in the black section of town rather than the wealthy white neighborhood?
Yes, this is more or less what you will find. Them living in the black area, but then there's no exclusive section, you know, for affluent blacks.
What about areas of town that you'd identify as middle class?
We would think in terms of some of the newer developments here, Woodlawn, Forest Park, these kinds of neighborhoods are definitely middle class as far as whites are concerned. And of course now you'll find that a lot of the blacks, not in great numbers, you know, have bought homes in these areas. Also, in fact, they're all over town. You can't really pinpoint a particular place where there might not be a black family living, but they're not in great numbers. But you have the middle class community springing up all over, because Panama City seems to be an attractive city for retiring northern people, or for people that have been in the Air Force, you know, and like this place and retire, either because of the beaches or because they seem to think that the cost of living is somewhat lower here.
What's the population of Panama City? I know it fluctuates.
It grows. The last thing I heard, I think, was about 84,000 people in Panama City proper. Don't ask me about Bay County.
You know what that becomes during tourist season.
What does it become?
I wonder.
It becomes one mad house of, let's say, frustrating confusion, I guess. Might not be a good term, but anyway. It's bumper to bumper. You can't get on 15th Street. You know, and I live two blocks off of 15th Street. I have to go down to the light to get on. And as I said, being born here, 15th Street was, and that's just out in front of the school here, you know, but down a little further, it's 98 and 231, you know. But it used to be just a pig trail or a dirt road, you know. I used to pick blackberries on both sides of the road.
Is there a black business district in town?
I would not consider this town as having a black business district as such. There are